Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jerry Reckler's here. How you doing, Jerry?
I'm doing good. We are brought to you by Movon's MVP Collections, bringing fashionable American-made clothing to big and tall men. Visit MVPCollections.com. MVPCollections.com.
Hey, Mom, I want you to meet my new girlfriend, Harmony. Let me just plug her in first so she can actually communicate with you. There's a lot of changes going on here since we left.
Are there? Like what? Oh, you mean the newsroom?
I got this construction
going
on.
Yes, that is
true. Newsroom.
Yeah.
Jerry's hosting shows.
I did one, yeah.
Yeah.
That was all.
Bart Scott lives here, basically.
He was here a couple days.
Did you actually get paid as a host or no? I'm sure TV paid you.
I have not even broached that subject.
Why
are we doing it here?
I mean, you're doing it for 4 hours. You should be getting paid for those 4 hours as a performer.
Right.
Like, you normally get paid to do updates.
Yes, I have a full-time job. I'm here every most days.
As an update guy, not as a host.
Correct.
Like Mark Melusis is a host. So when they say, hey, we're going to give him a shift, they may move him around because he's like the tool around here.
He's doing middays
this week.
He's
like a five-tool play.
Yes.
I don't know how that works. If he has a contract or if it's each, whenever he works, he gets paid like ad hoc per show.
You mean like, so I'm just wondering, like, why wouldn't Jerry get paid as a host?
Who said he didn't get paid?
Why are we even having this discussion?
Did you get paid as a host?
Oh, yeah, I got paid as a host. We're all good. Yeah, it's fantastic.
Why are we doing this? Why are we doing this? I think you're very... I don't believe you at all.
Well, don't believe me. That's fine.
Did you do updates?
I got paid.
Go get pizzay.
Yeah. Did you do updates?
What does that mean?
Well, like when you and Moose did the show together...
No, Minko was here.
So you had an update guy here?
Yes.
We did, yeah.
So he did a separate job.
Pay me, bitch.
That's what I'm talking about.
Jesus, Eddie.
So I think the TV paid him.
Did TV pay you?
No.
Okay.
Eddie, shut up. How do you know?
Whoa!
Did you not see my paycheck or did you see my paycheck? You have no idea.
I thought TV paid you.
I'll find out.
I
don't know.
To be honest, I called the powers that be over here and I said, hey, by the way, is Jerry getting paid?
Did you really?
Yeah.
I love that.
You were bored?
I did. I just wanted to know. That's all.
And then, nut cutting time.
And then I was told, ask TV. I said, no. What about the radio part of it? That's all I wanted to know.
Right.
Man does a good day's work. He should get an honest day's pay. That's
all. Whatever the difference is between the update pay and the host pay, they should make that difference up.
That's all I think. I'm pulling for you.
I know that.
I can't imagine a significant amount of money, but they should probably do that.
Right.
I'm sure they are.
Oh, yeah.
Menches.
Menches.
I am the tiny tot of the kilowatt.
Cheap bastards. Honestly, really. I mean, they'll construct like a whole new part of the office, but I mean, come on.
Right.
Who's that even for, by the way?
Yeah, I think that's the CBS Sports Radio Network is going to put their newsroom in our newsroom now. That's what I've been told. I don't know if that's true or not.
Great. So you guys will co-op the newsroom?
We will. Yes.
Fantastic. They seem to be putting a lot of money into that network.
Well, it sounds like it. Sounds like some redundancy.
And what's the difference between the update pay and the host pay?
I have no idea.
That's the amount of money Boomer's talking about.
I do know they're hiding Zach at the moment, though, with the construction.
Is it $300, $500,
$1,000? Super Z! I don't know.
I think if the radio station did not pay you for your 4 hours, that is a disgrace.
I got
that loyal employee. You know what the people around here don't understand? They don't understand about morale. Right?
Well, they've killed it. How would that happen?
That's what I'm saying. Exactly. I'd like to think that, you know, our little show, our little fiefdom here, right?
Yeah.
We get along. We have pretty good morale. We all look forward to coming to work every day. Is that right?
I think we do. We don't
drag on it. I'd like to think we don't drag on anybody around here. Maybe you do
a little bit. No, not even a little bit.
You sure?
Positive.
You sure you're not like a pain in the ass to the upper echelon people?
No, I don't. They love me.
Oh, okay.
They
what
do
you think about that, Al? Will you confirm that?
Well, I think whatever he does on the air. So if he is a pain in the neck to them, we hear it on the radio.
Oh, I see.
You don't think it continues thereafter?
I don't think so.
Right.
Listen, what do you want me to do? I do it to the best interest of this show.
Right.
I always think about what's good for the show.
I get it. Yeah,
and everything
sure.
I do is always based on whether it's bad for me, doesn't matter. Is it good for the show? That's all. Like our big event at Borgata coming up
next
a week,
week
from Friday.
Yeah.
The 10th anniversary, that you have heard very little about, that we're celebrating our 10 years together on The Fan. Big party at Borgata, right?
Yeah.
DJing at Premier Nightclub, having a good time down there. The whole crew's going down. Good for the show. Right?
For the show.
How long do you think Bob is going to take paternity leave now that he and his wife had a beautiful baby?
Right. How long can he take?
He can take 6 weeks.
He gets 6 weeks paid, but he'll be back Wednesday.
Good for him. Congratulations on Bradley Wade, and by all counts, everything's going great.
Awesome.
Nice.
And they have a beautiful family. You think they'll pay him during paternity leave? Go ahead, Joe. Give us an update.
Going to get pizzay.
Yeah.
Bases loaded, two out. And now Carrasco ready to deal to Ellsbury. Swung on and into the air to deep right. Back goes Almonte on the track at the wall, and he can't make the catch. It hits the wall and rolls by him. Three runs have scored. Ellsbury goes to third. Ellsbury hit a three-run triple.
That is John Sterling Veal on The Fan. Cutlet. You can certainly make the case that Abraham Almonte should have made that catch. He didn't. It snapped a 1-1 tie, made it 4-1. Yankees wound up beating the Indians 8-1. John Sterling with the call on The Fan. Joe Girardi hoping that this is Ellsbury breaking out.
I know he hasn't got a ton of hits, but I think he's hit the ball harder. So he just seems to be swinging the bat well.
And Luis Severino's throwing it well. 6 2/3, two-hit ball, 9 strikeouts for the win. His 9th win, 4-0 in his last 4 starts, ERA under 1 at .71. He's been that good. And, yeah, Aaron Judge did
and
hit a home
really,
run.
Outside of your Yankee fans, Severino does not that I live anywhere else but here. You get the sense that he's like the underappreciated, you know, ace in baseball.
Agreed.
Because you ever think about Tanaka, you know, Sabathia was having a great year. But Severino is the best pitcher.
Well, you know what?
Team.
Here's the deal. Everybody's just waiting for it to, like, collapse. You know, they can't believe what they're seeing sometimes. And the big question for him is going to be whether or not this thing continues on. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, it's funny you say that, because when he gives up the home run right out of the gate,
yep.
You're like, all right, here we go.
Right, exactly.
And shut it down.
He just kicked their ass.
He was awesome from that point forward. So the Yankees remain 3 games behind Boston because the Red Sox did beat the White Sox 6-3. Your boy Chris Young, I know you liked him for a while. He hit 2 home runs for the Red Sox, again, 6-game winning streak there. Then you had the Mets and Dodgers last night. And by the way, you should be all over this one. I was there last night.
Oh, were you?
There were significantly more Dodger fans than
sure
Mets. And I understand why.
And
I kind of... But it was embarrassing. I mean, they're chanting, let's go Dodgers. I mean, it was all for the upper. And I know it's Sunday Night Baseball. Nobody wants to be there.
Well,
the upper deck down left field, there's no one there. I mean, it was awful.
The Mets did two things this weekend that are worthy of a chat. Number one, I was not there. But they're down 3-0. And
which is this last night?
Yeah. It was either the second or the third inning. And you hear, and I had the game on, and I walked out of the room for a minute, and I hear, you know, with the heavy, like, the drum, like, let's go, Mets. I'm like, wow, the crowd is really into it. I turn around, there's no one doing it. They were piping crowd effects into the stadium.
Well, no, but they do that every game. That's to get the chant going.
But the crowd wasn't chanting.
No, because we're all Dodger fans.
It was 3-0, and they were all Dodger fans.
It was dead.
Number two... And I don't even know, I'm not even sure the right thing to say about this. You know, they foobarred the whole thing with the Noah Syndergaard bobblehead. All right, it happens. So they came out with the dog tag that Cespedes wears.
It was
right?
Saturday night, I believe.
That became a huge problem for them.
Why now?
Because nobody under 14 was allowed to get one.
Oh.
So it was not for kids, apparently. Well... That means you have like a 65-year-old grandma rocking, you know, the dog tag,
whatever.
And apparently, people were very upset about this.
I wonder why.
I wasn't there. I just know I got a lot of
interesting
like, tweets and texts about it. Like, and again, it's always selfish. My kid didn't get one. Yeah, that kind of crap.
Yeah.
But it seems like the Mets just shouldn't do giveaways. Or just do enough for everybody.
But they don't do giveaways any different than any other team.
But it seems like, for whatever the reason is, I'm sure you're right.
It's all perception on your part.
It never goes well for them.
Oh, come
well,
on.
That's the people that are feeding you that. I mean, I don't know.
There's always going to be some complaint. Let's find Craig on Twitter and complain to Craig because we know he'll talk about it, especially if it involves the Mets.
Now, let me ask you a serious question. I don't know if they've done this or they haven't. Have they had an Aaron Judge bobblehead day yet at the stadium?
No, but that company that brought this one here, I guess they're just selling.
So are they going to, when they do that, and I'm sure they will do that, are they going to do 49,000 Aaron Judge bobbleheads?
No, the last bobblehead the Yankees did, I think they did 18 or 19,000.
Right, which is standard.
But I forget, but it was like, I don't know who the hell it was.
No, but they're doing, and I only know because I was there last night, Cespedes bobblehead night's coming up in a week or so.
Ooh, can't wait for that one.
Very, first 15,000 fans.
Yeah,
that's pretty standard.
I have a problem with limiting how many people can get one.
Well, that's why I'm asking you about Judge.
I just think you should have enough for everybody. You know? Plus, what's interesting about it.
What is it? Nobody shows up.
Well, so you have them for next year. What's interesting about it, or you sell them yourself on eBay, is that when you say the first 15,000, you're encouraging people to get there earlier.
Yes.
To get there faster.
Yes.
Which happens to be against the law now. Because of Domino's Pizza and the lawsuits that took place when drivers had to get there within 30 minutes or less or the pizza was free, you are no longer allowed legally to encourage people to get there first, to be there faster, because there's the risk of some type of injury along the way.
Yeah, but in this case, you can leave earlier. It's not that you're trying to speed to get there.
Well,
I mean, the other thing,
sure
too, is that a federal law or is that a state law?
Good question. That I don't know.
And
the
if that's the
to.
Case, then every giveaway in baseball has to be wiped off the books. Then.
The way, unless you have enough for everybody.
And there you go. Yeah. Look at you. You just want to just ruin it all for everybody. There you go. That's what you do. You're a big ruined
guy. For
everyone. You're a ruined guy. Let me ruin it. I'll ruin it and I'll take credit for it.
So anyway, so yeah, the 8-0 was the final last night. Justin Turner, another home run. He had, I think it's a 6 against the Mets and 79 at-bats or something like that. I was talking to Harris about it. It's ridiculous. Cody Bellinger hit his 32nd. And the interesting thing in this game, and I know we got to wrap up, they had Darno throws out Justin Turner in the first inning that would have ended the inning scoreless. And it was one of those where he kind of slid around. The ball beat him by 5 feet, but he slid around it, and he refused to leave the base. So they review it, they overturn it, and then they score a few runs. And the game was over from that point forward.
And so, that was a good challenge in the whole bit.
It was, Mets Rangers tomorrow night. The Yankees tomorrow will play, I believe, in Toronto.
Yes.
So you've got that. And then just quickly with the football, as you know, obviously, Jay Cutler to the Dolphins, the one-year deal. Jalen Collins of the Falcons suspended last year, 4 games for PEDs. Now 10 games this year as he fails another test. And I also didn't mention former Philly Darren Dalton passed away.
He did?
He had brain cancer for
55 years old.
The last 4 years.
Just brutal.
I think he was on with us a couple years ago. He also, people thought that he had gone crazy, unfortunately. He had these very very specific beliefs in like the end of the world was coming and the Mayan math crap and all that stuff. And his friends thought that he needed mental help. And it turned out, I'm not sure if one had anything to do with the other. I don't know that. But he had brain cancer and fought it for the last 4 years.
Just awful. And at one point, I think in 15, he was diagnosed as cancer-free. But unfortunately for him, no. And Hideki Matsuyama wins the Bridgestone Invitational. There you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.